Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at Geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking, too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking, it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Welcome to Life's a Draft, the podcast where the topics are wide open and always on fire.
Welcome to the season 9 finale, episode 90 of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick topics and draft our top choices. Fans vote for the winner, which determines the draft order for the next episode. You can follow the podcast on Instagram at Life's a Draft. On this episode, we will draft a new topic, get some cat facts with Catman, and play a game called Four Facts. But first, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. He's been rocking baggy jeans and dominating GoldenEye 007. Went to Blockbuster on Friday night, made a mixtape on Saturday, and dodged landline phone calls from Dilch's mom. He kicked back on Sunday with Nickelodeon Classics. It's been all that and a bag of chips. Shine is here.
Who's ready for a 90s draft? This guy.
Back hurting, knees hurting, shoulders and elbows hurt. But back to the grind, boys, and it feels good. Commanders have made some solid moves this offseason. Just waiting for that Hendrickson trade. Bomar is here.
Yeah, man. Every morning I wake up, I'm like, goodness gracious, I'm getting old. Literally, every joint hurts.
But it feels good.
It feels good once I get moving.
Feels good when that check hits the bank account, is what he
needs some fish oil pills. So
I need something.
Lubricate the joints.
Yeah, man, you ever cut open a fish oil pill and sniffed it?
No, why?
It's probably reek. I haven't done it either, but I'm saying it probably reeks.
Speaking of that, that's so funny. So my dog has super dry skin, and they actually sell squirt bottles for fish oil that you put on their food.
Yeah.
But I bought, because I didn't know that they sold that, so I bought what Eric said, the pills, and I've been cutting them open. So every morning I cut them open. It's all over my fingers. It stinks. It smells like fish.
I accidentally, was joking, but I assumed it would.
I terrible. Accidentally bit into an Advil gel cap once, and it was the worst thing I've ever done in my life. It tasted like straight metal in my mouth. I was like, ah!
It's not anyway. Eating because it's your dog.
This guy is 100% denim free. No more jeans ever. Birdo is here.
Cleaned out the closet. Got rid of some stuff that just haven't seen the light of the day in a while, including the final three pair of jeans, of which I've probably owned for the last, 8 years and worn them combined 7 times. So they're gone. No denim for this boy.
Were they Gap?
Nautica.
Good guy. Definitely not Nautica. A pair of something from Target. And I have no idea what the other ones were.
Did you cut them at the knee to make some Jordans?
Shorts.
I'm sorry, doing that and cut the grass. No, I'm denim free. Can't do it.
He's ready to draft. Catman is here.
I have done nothing exciting in the last 2 weeks. Really, honestly, I just kind of went to work, chilled out. I smoked some wings over the weekend that were amazing. I'm just excited. We hit 60 degrees this past week, and it felt like it was summertime. It was amazing. I'm just ready to draft here, hanging with the boys. Let's do it.
All right. J-Cat is not with us tonight, unfortunately, because of a last minute vomit session by one of his children. He hates to miss the finale, but he said he'd be spending the night cleaning. But don't worry, we'll still have J-Cat with us tonight. I'll explain as we get into the draft. But I am your host, Eric. Just got back from Cancun. The weather was perfect, every day. Didn't feel hot, sunny, breezy. It's unbelievable. and I'm watching the Eagles lose players in free agency left and right, but I trust in Howie. He told us to be patient, and it's all part of his master plan. Hasn't let us down before. We got them young guys stepping up. Please help promote us by getting some Life's a Draft merchandise on tpublic.com. They have all sorts of goods with our logo. The link is on our Facebook page, website, and at the top of the voting page. Wait for a tpublic sale and save some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said, here are the results of the Mascots Draft. I would like to say that we had a lot of votes this time. We had some more than we've had in the past few, which is
I was making people vote.
Oh, nice.
I was like, vote. I just gave my phone vote.
Nice. I wasn't too sure how Mascot Draft would play out in terms of popularity. So that's good. We got some votes here. So in sixth place, Emmy Marr said, I like doggies. And Sir Dilts of Fire said, Oregon Duck is iconic. The Milwaukee Sausages remind me of my favorite baseball mascots, the presidents of the Washington Nationals. Coke Polar Bears makes me want diabetes at Christmas. Catman's team, we're great. 7.1% of the votes, sixth place.
I had a feeling that was going to happen. There was just some too many like local back home East Coast Delaware mascots that people were going to vote for over the ones I picked, but that's fine. I'm setting up nice for this 90s draft, boy. Yeah.
I wonder if Rob has said not last more, or he's how much he's excited about his positioning at the beginning of the draft. Oh, I got this first pick. I got the second pick. I like where I'm at tonight.
It's either one or the other. So it's 587 times.
All right, fifth place. Chris C said, Scruff McGruff. Oh. Damn right. I said it in his voice too. Great. Now the song will be stuck in my head. Did McGruff have a song? Because I don't remember that. I was just curious.
No. No.
Okay.
Not that I'm aware of.
In addition, Gabe B said, I choose this because I love the popcorn spill and the M&M Christmas ad is my favorite. Shine's team, McGruff's squad, 8.2% of the votes.
My guy. My guy, Gabe. Trying to get his dad some votes. But
pretty sure your other side did not vote for him.
I was not expecting a good finish, and I was kind of hoping that I would be wrong. Everyone knows I don't want a high pick in this draft that we're doing tonight, so this should be interesting.
In fourth place, the Flamingo said, I would have picked the first set. Iconic mascots there. Fanatic, the Colonel. Then you throw in the stupid Cape Minnesota Vikings one and ruin the whole set. But Swoop and Gritty are awesome too, so I went with that one. And Egg Shen said, best overall mascot team in my opinion. Swoop, the Super Bowl champion. Gritty, I still believe, is a Lovecraft demon. Round out the team with Stay Puffed, San Diego Chicken, and the tenacious Harrison U. Cougar. You create a team that will get the people going. I will say that McGruff almost got my vote for the sheer fact that it's part of my favorite pickup line. Girl, that booty is against the law, and I'd like to take a bite out of crime. The Fanatic is tremendous, but my support of two Philly sports teams with this one drafted team pandered my vote. Go Birds. Birdo's team, Go Birds, 11.8% of the votes. Fourth
I'm
place.
Proud to have two fans and listeners, Flamingo and Egg Shen, vote for me. Shout out, boys. Previous guests on the pod, they know what's up.
Better than you thought you were going to do.
Clydesdales.
I thought he was going to do better with Swoop.
Team of mascots is what I had. You guys had advertisements.
In third place, Jed B said, there's nothing like the nostalgia of a college night featuring Captain Morgan and a 2 a.m. trip to Taco Bell. Roy L said, Smokey Bear, Captain Morgan, and the Taco Bell dog, and Ugga are pretty beast. And Johnny dances better than every mascot on the list, so I gave my boy some love this week. And Julie D said, go Blue Hens. And my dog is literally named Captain because of this, and my kids literally want to play football for the dogs. But also, go Phils. Weirdest but best mascot ever. J-Cat's team, college memories, 12.9% of the votes. Third place. J-Cat does not know his standing, so He won't have a comment. Maybe next episode. And like I texted you boys early on, first and second place were well and above everybody else. In second place, Keith W. said, if your pick is to choose a logo from a high school team blatantly stole from an NFL team, that's a trash-ass squad. Oh, yeah, for life. Quag said, oh, yeah, baby, how you doing? All these, Puff the Magic Dragon and the Monopoly Man, that's my guy. Giggity. These guys party and don't worry about the trail they leave behind. And Randy C. said, oh, yeah, dream team. There are so many reasons. One, none other is made of glass, busts through brick walls, and has an associated mind-protective catchphrase warning. Two, Pennybags traverses dimensions sporting his Mandela Effect monocle. Or does he? Three, Count Chocula, love him. If he leaves his new pet spider Igor at home, he should have Benny the Bat and shut the F up, Frankenberry. Four, Chester is super hip, even though it's not easy being cheesy. And Mario, it's a me, has the super jump punch and that backwards long jump. Philly Fanatic is the best sports team mascot by far, but Colonel Sanders is creepy. Big nope. My team, oh yeah, 25.9% of the votes, second place. I'll take it. It's like Thanos right now. Philly Fanatic is inevitable. Beaumar's team in first place. I will read. I tried not to put in any comments that had the Fanatic because 80% of your comments were the Fanatic rules. The Fanatic's the best. Fanatic. So this is no surprise here. Peyton M said the only good team. TC. TC said, who doesn't like the Phillies, beer, biscuits, chicken, and the beach? And Tessa B said, I was the Viking my senior year. Way after y'all's time because you're old. And I met the Clydesdales this summer. Additionally, the Fanatic is fun. Boomer's team, A team, 34.1% of the votes. First place.
Do people That's know right. We weren't drafting chicken. We were or beer. You were picking the mascot, not the product that they sell. So if you like chicken,
have you guys not learned? Listen,
pick the San Diego chicken.
I gotta interrupt you, Bobby, because I am the champion of this podcast right now. Have you not learned what the voters want? The voters want and what they like. Gotta be in the mind. So, unagi, unagi.
If we have a topic, we have to pick the topic, not something else, to get people to pick that team.
First of all, you guys. We are supposed to always be drafting our top five, not what we think voters are going to be doing.
Beaumar.
Boy.
You just want the voters to agree with you.
I have one serious question. Honestly, does anyone think the Pillsbury Doughboy is a good mascot?
100%.
I don't dislike him.
Yeah, it's not terrible. I wouldn't pick it.
It
but.
Doesn't matter to me. Doo-hoo.
Right. I mean, you want to compare him to some other mascots? Like, you might like rolls and crescent rolls and cinnamon rolls, but that's not what we were drafting.
Yeah, but he's like one. Said when he picked him, he represents those things. Yeah, it's you like, think oh, of that. I see that. I think of that when I see it. I get your point, bro, but that's what people are doing. They're saying, oh, I like
cinnamon. Yeah. That's what you associate with that association. Product. Yeah.
You can't separate the two.
And I mean, it's one pick. The Fanatic probably carried it.
No, that's not true because Colonel Sanders is not a good mascot. It's a man. There's nothing interesting about Colonel Sanders, and the Clydesdale horses are just horses.
Bobby.
There's nothing makes Bobby. Them special mascots.
Bobby, don't get upset because I will beat you with just the Philly Fanatic.
Carrying that beer, coming down the snowy.
Of course, the one time Mountain gets sixth place, it's the episode before that one. It's just like this turd.
If the Clydesdales had like a helmet with like the beer cans on the side that had like the skulls coming to their mouth, that might be cool. Got my
McKenzie. They're like, delivering beer.
Yeah, Rob, speaking of.
Rob, you're going to justify this, Rob.
Rob, no, I guess.
What's up?
I guess Emmy Marr said, I like the doggies. I guess that's referring to Spuds McKenzie.
Oh, true.
But yeah. You didn't have any other dogs. So I was like, more than one dog? I was like, oh.
Hot dogs?
He just looked at. her and Emmy or her and Peyton just looked at the pictures. Yeah.
All right. Here's what we should have drafted: the Geico Gecko, Captain Crunch, Ronald McDonald, Joe Camel, Duff Man, Mr. Celery from the Wilmington Blue Rocks, Sparty from Michigan State, Rory from the Detroit Lions, the Banana from the Savannah Bananas, the Bird, Let's Go O's, Natty Bo, Mickey Mouse, Sonic, the last true living Sega relative, hashtag rest in peace Sega, Fred Flintstone and the Flintstone family, aka Fruity Pebbles, Mr. Clean, Marlboro Man, Mr. Met, the Banana Slugs, Screwball from the Reading Phillies, Slimer, Coco the Hershey Bears hockey mascot, Steely McBeam, Chief Z, the Hoggettes, Hokey Bird, Creepy Burger King, Michelin Tire Man, King Cake Baby. Has anyone ever looked that up? The New Orleans.
When you think work, you think boots. You think boots, you think Ariat. You think grit, concrete, rain, and heat. And boots that never back down from any of it. You think comfort and durability that hold up on the job, off the clock, and every step in between. Because the day doesn't end when the job does. And from overtime to off-duty, you're thinking Ariat boots. Boots that show up, stand out, and always back you up. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find yours at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Pelicans?
Yeah, I know what it is. Yeah.
King, I was like,
it's wow. Terrible, but it's you get creepy. A baby and a king cake around Mardi Gras. Yes. Yeah.
The Cookie Crisp guy, Lard Lad Donut guy, the Fallout Thumbs Up guy, Keebler Elves, Wendy, the Mermaid from Starbucks, Dig'em Frog from Honey Smacks, USF Baby, come on, Rocky the Bull, Mr. Peanut with a top hat and cane in parentheses, Slowpoke Rodriguez, the Ross Cats, Little Debbie, Chiquita Banana, Choo Choo Charlie from Good and Plenty Candies, and Mr. Owl from Tootsie Roll Pops. Where the F is the Florida Gator? Toucan Sam, the Rita's mascot, by the way, which I had to look up. I didn't realize Rita's had like a water ice mascot. That was one of your kids, by the way. German the Shorebird, Victor the Viking for the Notorious Skull and Pac-Man, and Hugo the Charlotte Hornet are mascots that we should have drafted. So sure. Considering what they said we should have drafted, I feel like we did a pretty good job, as usual.
Well, I can't wait to draft this. I can't wait to see what you guys pick. And just, you know, 90s music, man, just brings you back your childhood.
If you're listening, please rate and review the podcast. The more reviews, the more people we will reach. This week's draft, way back when, I think it was episode like 17 or something, we drafted 90s one-hit wonders. We stuck with just popular songs, one-hits, and we didn't think we would go on this long. We did a decade draft in every season or most seasons, so we're back to the 90s, but we're going to do any 90s song. So we have to fit 10 years worth of music into 5 songs, so it's difficult. I am going to have anguish over every pick, but it's the season finale, so bring your best, boys. Someone's going to be crowned champion next episode. Omar thinks it's him. So, Catman, without further ado, first pick in the 90s songs draft.
Me and Mariah go back like babies and pacifiers. Old dirt dog, no liar. Fantasy hot like fire.
Jump, jump.
Fantasy, Mariah Carey featuring ODB, 1995.
Wow.
Bobby's like, that song's terrible. Like, get out of here already.
No, I just don't know it by that title. I didn't know that song.
It's a sweet, sweet fantasy. Fantasy.
It's the remix, right?
I didn't know it was.
Well, so this is the thing,
she did
too.
It without him first, right?
No, but looking it up, even on Apple Music, it's just Fantasy featuring ODB. It's like not listed as the remix anymore, right? But it's the same song. It's just ODB is there. So I don't like the beat's not any different or anything. But Fantasy, Mariah Carey.
Wow.
Number one overall, 90s.
Rob was texting me earlier about how many songs Mariah Carey has. And I was like, you're not wrong. He's just bangers.
Banger.
That is not the one I thought you'd pick if you were going to take a Mariah Carey song. So I see you, Kevin. I see you.
Someone else thinking Mariah Carey song? Because I got a one I really want, but I was going to wait.
I said we could do a Mariah Carey draft. I was telling Eric. She got bangers, son. There's at least bangers. 14 in just the 90s alone.
Yeah.
Yeah, she had 14 number one hits.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah. So I know I didn't come off of Shine's draft board, but Shine, I don't know. He's looking like,
But that song, unisex, if it comes on to this day, place goes nuts. Guys rapping ODB, girls, it's a banger. They made a Funko Pop of her in the video. Rollerblading around like Six Flags or something.
I had like so many, I had so many different feelings heading into this draft. It was unbelievable. I felt like if you did a quick like Google search of top 90 songs, they were not helpful at all. And
no, they were all over the map.
They were. And I was like, nope. So then I just started listening to as many as I could, writing down as many as I could. I knew Bo would think I'd be like all Mr. like boy band crazy on this, and I'm not. I don't have a single, I don't think I have a single one on my list.
Swerve.
That's crazy.
I knew you definitely had Mariah Carey.
I also thought
that's a boy band.
I also thought or assumed that most of you would kind of fight over the rap hip hop genre. So I didn't think I wanted to jump into that either. So it kind of left me in a different lane. My first pick, I'm taking Scar Tissue by Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Are you serious?
And that was exactly what I was hoping to hear right there, because I'm just going to drive like a little and make Bo Mar really, really work for his picks tonight.
I thought it was no idea. Not a 90s song for a second.
What?
Is it?
It's, yeah. It came out in 99, but I was
close.
But the other one's still there, Bo.
There is another one.
There's a couple.
Shine, hit me with a little bit of it.
No, Bo Mar. I'm in your lane tonight. All
Shine
night.
Shine hates singing.
Shine, I forget how it goes. How's that song go?
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not bothered.
Scar Tissue and Wish You Saw.
I know.
Oh, God. I forgot why I hate you so bad.
Forgot what the song sounds like that I just picked.
I did that early for you, Shine. I know you love it when everybody sings. That's the best part, Shine. It's the best part.
Forward.
Best part.
Not on my list.
Oh, my God.
All right, Birdo, third pick.
I will give you a peek behind the curtain of my strategy. I have four different lists. Soft/slow songs, rap, rock, and Rando Cardizia. I'm sticking with a song to me is just 90s, early 90s, 1991, one of the greatest music videos of all time, Guns N' Roses, November Rain.
Ooh.
I was on my list.
That song.
It's like 8 minutes long.
The Slash solo. Great. I love it.
I did not see that coming off
at all.
I didn't know if anybody would pick that. That's like one of that song too.
Man,
it's a solid song.
Wow, my Zoom must have liked my like recreation because it was like, "Are you playing music?"
like when you went.
Are you talking about bangers right now? Guns N' Roses.
It's like set up professional audio settings.
With the next pick in the draft, we're going to auto-draft J-Cat's team. So J-Cat sent me his top five songs, and if they're still available, that's what's going to be picked. I wouldn't worry too much. I don't think many of his songs are on your list, but we'll see. And if they are, even better. So these are the top five songs that he heard on the Tall Pines Camp Store jukebox. And that's what he was going with. When he thinks 90s, that's what he's thinking of. So the number one song, the fourth pick in the 90s song draft is
Joe Diffie,
The Power by Snap.
You know,
I got the power.
I think I know where J-Cat's going, but he might be tricky. These might be sneaky, like deep cut picks.
Snap, The Power. It made me think of like the Jock Jamsy type like music that came out, but I don't know if that was on there, but like I was like, wow, I don't know if that came off anyone's draft board, but get rid of it if it did. All right, I got the fifth pick, the dreaded fifth pick of the draft that J-Cat doesn't like. So
the dog water pick, he calls it.
I worried that Rob would take this. He probably doesn't see me taking this. It might be a little bit of a swerve. A little bit of a swerve, but this song just straight rocks. It's a banger, a headbanger. Rob saw them in concert last year. Metallica, Enter Sandman, might be the best rock song ever.
It's unbelievable. And it was going to be in my top five.
I can't believe you didn't pick it, Rob.
It's so good.
I had that on my list.
Like, watching Virginia Tech come out,
the Lord's Prayer, like in the middle of the song, just like real calm, like with the beat. Oh, it's
watching Virginia Tech come out to that is amazing. The Enter Sandman, like when the football team comes out and the whole place goes nuts. Yeah. Exit light. Off to
Neverland. Yeah, his voice. I mean, I know it's your boy Rob, but like when they have some giant hits.
That riff just came to Kirk Hammett at night. One night he was just playing around that ding, 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 and then they just
love it.
So 1991 Black Album.
I had a couple songs highlighted in red. That's like what I really want. You know, there's always swerves, but
that is your jam, though. I should have seen that coming.
I gotta do it,
Omar. You guys messed up. You guys messed up. This is iconic 90s rock alternative. Maybe. Gotta go for it. Teen Spirit, Nirvana.
That's the song.
Hello. Yeah. Come on, man.
Hold on.
Son. Jason, that should have been your first pick.
Can you name 7 lyrics in that song?
I just did.
You said hello and you named it the wrong song.
No, I didn't.
You said Teen Spirit. It's not the name of the song.
The lights out. Come on now. Come on. All right.
Overrated.
Smells like Teen Spirit. Come on, man.
Overrated.
That's not.
Yeah, I'm not a big fan. I like a lot of rock stuff. I respect its place, but
it's on the radio all the time.
That was the number one song on like two or three different lists that I saw, and that's why.
That's why
I don't like this list.
Well, every time. And since everybody's pretty much going rock, except for Rob, I'm switching it up back, and I'm gonna go. I like the way you work it. No diggity. I got the Backstreet Boys and Dr. Dre, son.
A little Penny.
Wait, what? What did he say?
He's taking no
Backstreet
diggity.
Boys, but he no said diggity. Backstreet Boys no and Dr. Diggity. Dre.
It's Backstreet Boys and Dr. Dre, isn't it?
No, that's Blackstreet.
Backstreet. What did I say?
Backstreet Boys.
Backstreet.
It's not the Black Street Boys.
I said Backstreet.
Should he be disqualified from that pick or no?
No, I did not say Blackstreet. Did I say
Blackstreet?
You said the Backstreet Boys featuring
Dr. Dre. I said Black.
It is. That is
a terrible song.
It's Blackstreet and Dr. Dre.
Oh.
Great song. You took it and you murdered it.
Oh, it is Blackstreet.
We know. We're telling you.
Oh,
Queen Pen Remix.
I'm thinking that song.
Wow,
I don't think I've ever been more confident in correcting somebody's song pick in my life.
Good luck editing that, Eric.
I can't. I'm just leaving it all in.
You leave that all on there.
Bo, finish the
first two songs. Bo has not named it correctly. Whether it's the band or the song correctly.
Bo, finish the lyric. East side to the west side, pushing fat rides.
You know I'm not that good at that stuff. Come on, man.
It's no surprise.
You know I'm not good about
tricks in the stash, stacking up the cash. Terrible song. Horrible.
Wow.
It's not.
Oh, I don't agree with that. I like it, but
No Diggity's horrible. Okay.
90s song. Horrible.
No Diggity's solid. Queen Pen Remix.
5,000 rap songs I would pick over that.
It's not a rap song. It's an R&B song.
I beat you.
All right.
They sing. Dr. Dre is featured.
Shorty, get down. Yeah.
Wow, hey, I just saw like a hidden gem. I just saw a hidden gem in my draft board that I kind of forgot about. I'm picking it. I'm going right to it. I'm skipping over my highlighted ones. This is another one that's got to be on Rob's draft board, and I'm not doing this intentionally, Rob. But I know this is not on Bobby's draft board. But I don't even think he could admit that he doesn't like this song. I'm just going to say three letters. ATV. The artist is also three letters. Rest in peace. DMX. Stop. Drop.
And open up shop.
There you go, Bummer. That song just hits hard. DMX, Rough Riders Anthem.
Yeah, that's so good, man.
I know. I forgot
about DMX.
And that one is the one that stands out. I don't need no flesh in my flesh, blood in my blood.
Gosh.
Rough Riders Anthem is a banger.
My kids know Eminem is just not listening. They're not listening to that at this point. I mean, they do. They find it. They know the lyrics to the newest song and everything else. But I feel like I need to like not listen to it with them in the car. And then DMX came on one day, and I was like, I couldn't turn that fast enough. And they're like, was that an E-rated song? I go, DMX is like...
We know what you're thinking. I just want jeans that look great, feel great, and hold up. At Ariat, we've been doing some thinking too. We're thinking about fit that moves with you, no matter where the ride takes you. Durability that stands up to hard work, harder play, and comfort that never quits. And all this thinking... it's really just about more living. Now, it's time to stop thinking and start shopping. Find your Ariat jeans at Ariat.com or a retailer near you.
Like Eminem times 10, so there's no chance you're listening to that.
Dog barks. All right, so the middle of the draft. J-Cat, back to him. The auto draft. I don't want to speak ill of anyone's draft boards, but I don't know if this one was on your draft board as well. But we're going with... The Ghetto Boys, My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me.
Wow.
All I think of is Bushwick Bill.
Yeah, it's a banger.
And I just think of him walking into Tall Pines, probably snagging like a red Gatorade and some like Lassie Tappies. Yeah. Something. Man, so J-Cat, it's his second overall pick. Ghetto Boys, My Mind's Playing Tricks on Me.
Oh, man. Not that the draft is like going the way I thought it wouldn't go, but like there's so much to pick from.
There is so much. I can't even. All right, Birdo.
I'm very confident that my soft, slow song will come back to me. So I'm going to go to my rap page. There are three that I think would get a lot of votes. So I'm really debating whether I go for votes or do I go for my team. Not that I don't like the vote songs, but hold on.
You think about it, it's the end of the season. Are you close to the top of the leaderboard? Do you think you're close to the top of the leaderboard?
I think I'm podium. Can I rise? All right, I know what I'm going to do. I have a reason for it. Notorious B.I.G. Juicy.
What song? That's a banger.
Juicy B.I.G. It's all good, baby.
That's a good one.
That was a swerve for me.
First time I'd seen that was on the box,
man. That
was going
to be my first pick, but I wanted to throw a swerve to Bo.
It was all a dream.
I used to read Word Up magazine.
Bro, where
Super Nintendo, Sega Genesis.
Yo, this album is dedicated to all those teachers that to tell me I never amount to nothing. It's a good song, man. It's like 90s rap. It is.
It is awesome.
For sure. There's a lot of good ones, though, for Biggie. I could see maybe two or three coming off the board. If J-Cat was here, probably Shine.
Oh, man. That just really threw me for a huge loop.
Isn't it crazy out of, like, the thousands of songs?
No. I was like, there's no way, like, people are picking these. I had my next two picks, and I don't want to take what I was thinking for my third rounder as a second rounder. I feel like that's... pushing it. All right. So I text and talk to a lot of people I hadn't talked to in quite a while. preparing for this draft, and they're all West Bay kids, because in the 90s, it was all we did was ride around in golf carts, listening to music, playing basketball, doing whatever. And one song always kind of popped into my head the most, so I'm going with it. I'm taking Coolio's Gangsta's Paradise.
Yeah.
I would have put money that was your second pick, Sean. Man, I'm surprised it wasn't your first.
Featuring LV.
Yeah. I'll say Big L. I was going to say. Oh, this is LV. I don't like that song. I actually can't stand that song. I get why. I don't know. I think it comes on too much.
Yeah. From
Dangerous Minds, the movie.
It really wasn't. I wanted Juicy in that spot, but.
I mean, that'll get you some votes. I'm
Bobby
sure.
Kind
I
mean, of forced my like hand it. On that one.
It's an iconic. Thing. It's an it's iconic '90s song.
It yeah, is, for sure.
It's very synonymous with the '90s in that era.
It's a good As one. I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I take a look at my life because I've been blasting and laughing.
That's so long. Long.
Even my mama thinks that my mind is gone. That's enough. But I just, yeah, I
never crossed a man that didn't deserve it.
How many times do you think Coolio's performed Gangster's Paradise in his life?
Anytime well, he's had a
thousands, life. Hundreds of thousands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, those checks clear, I guess, but man.
See you when I get there, Coolio. See you when I get there.
I like that song.
See you. If you ever get there. All right, Kevin, we're back to you. Second and third rounder.
All right, I can't. I didn't know there'd be so much hip hop early.
No more playing around, Kevin. No can't be.
Biggie, 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 can't you see? Hypnotize. Got to.
Hypnotize is banger.
Life After Death. Two disker. CD and tape outlet.
I thought
it's like $24.99.
I heard that the other day and I was like, I'll try to pick it. And people are like, no, because Puffy's in it. And
he's yeah, well, no, he's not. He's in the video, but he's not on the song. So
Take that.
Because I did think about that. I was like, are we not drafting Diddy songs? But it's Biggie, Bad Boy. Yeah, banger.
Good time to plug that. Eric will be making a playlist on Spotify, so hit him up. No pun intended. No foreshadowing.
I had that on my list for a second, but I was like, dang. What if that was one of your four
spots? That's not what I meant.
It's such a deep cut, man. Like, I mean, I guess people have to be over 35 to get some of these songs. Like, that's good. You know.
All right, Catman.
Oh, shoot. Backer. This is a good song, and I feel like it's got a lot of crossover appeal. Quintessential 90s song. If it comes on at a bar, the whole place starts singing it. Today is gonna be the day that they're gonna throw it back to you.
Good song.
By now you should have somehow realized what you gotta do.
I don't believe in anybody feels the way I do
about you now. Oasis, Wonderwall.
I was trying to get that, Rob.
That's a third rounder.
Is that better than Champagne Supernova? Like, they're so like neck and neck. I'm like, yeah. God, I wouldn't know how to choose.
Wonderwall,
like it better.
Wonderwall's better.
Cause baby.
Dang, man. I didn't think any of you guys would pick that.
I'm surprised it didn't go first round. But
Rob, just so you know, that was number 6 on JCat's list. So if something else gets picked, you definitely got one from him.
I like song. That. You can't not sing along to that song.
No, it's impossible.
It hits that note. It's a good song. That was on my random list, Rob. I don't know what to call that.
I had it high, but I was like, and then as soon as I brought it up, I was like singing it to myself. And then I just, like I said, I remembered whenever it comes on, like people just break out singing it. So it's like,
damn, I love that song.
This would be a good draft.
5 songs is just terrible. If we could just rattle them off, I could pick 50.
I know.
Like I have that many songs on my draft board that probably aren't.
I mean, I feel like we're going fast. Can we do a 6?
Now, it's hard for people to vote. It's hard.
True.
Hard
true. Yeah. True. Down.
Although, just one more pick does give you a chance of like, oh, it's my favorite song. I'm picking that. I don't care about these other mascots. I stopped at the Fanatic. First one on the first team.
Philly's chicken and beer. Let's go.
All right, Shine.
Are we committed to not picking any of the ones? I can't.
Yeah.
I leave this.
What?
What are you talking
one-hit
about?
Wonders?
From the one-hit wonders?
Love no, Shack? You can take one.
I could. I didn't even look up the draft, honestly. No, I had one either. Song I was looking at, and I was like, did I pick that? But
yeah, I don't think Shine went back and looked either. So if you have a song, just pick it, Shine. We don't have to, like, not. No one's going to remember.
All right.
It I'm could just be that much of a banger.
I'm going to then go with The Crossroads by Bone Thugs and Harmony.
That was their time.
They're not a one-hit wonder. So
no. I didn't know if
it was. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all.
He should have been gone in front of us.
What did you just say?
That was that's what I wanted over Juicy. So, Sean, we just swapped picks.
Wow.
If you want to.
I can't believe that.
That's exactly.
East 1999 Eternal.
That's wild.
I love
it's a banger, song. Man.
I love Crossroads.
It's so fun to, like, I don't know.
When the Grim Reaper would, like, touch people on their head and their eyes would go black in the video. Man.
You know Shine is always like, and I miss my Uncle Charles at that time. You know, he always sings along to that part.
Can somebody in my tummy
Fleshbone, wishbone, lazy bone, crazy bone. Tell me
why? We die, we die.
I don't want to die.
Oh.
They show the Easy E ghost in the video, like going up the Mount Sinai or whatever. Yeah, it's like.
Yeah. Okay, so. Can I say something, Shine? I don't want to talk over your pick because I wanted it, but
no,
that was going to be my lyric song. Can I give you some four lyrics? Just random four lyrics.
You better come up with another one, boy.
I have three because I was so hyped to do lyrics.
Yeah.
Let's all bring it in for Wally, Easy, Sees Uncle Charlie, Little Boo, because God's got him. All the Lord, all 24/7.
I looked it up just so I could figure out what the lyrics were.
What's that? Hold on. Was that the video? Or
that's all bringing in for Wiley, Easy, E. Charles, sees Uncle Charles, Little Boo, because God got him. Follow the Lord all 24/7 days. God is who we praise, even though that devil's all up in my face, because he's keeping me safe.
Wow, that is it. I know the way you said it slow just made it
funnier.
I was going to read him slow and be like, what's he talking about?
We talked about that. You're going to have to read
him slow. He shouldn't be gone in front of his home. What it did to Boo was wrong.
Like, you can't sing the lyrics when you got to like it because it's tough. Yeah.
Awesome.
That was it, man. I have two backups, though.
Isn't it funny though when you look those up, like you're like, oh man, I can totally hear that now.
Oh, it's
before it's, you're like, I don't even know a clue what he's actually saying in that part.
I don't know how they could write it because they're not like actual sentences. They're like chopped up sentences, but when he says it, it sounds like a sentence, but it's really not. The lyrics, it's
talent, man. That's where the talent comes in right there.
The Bone Thugs. Eric's first ever CD. Fun fact, East 1999.
No way.
I remember you got it. With a Walkman. I mean a Discman.
More murder. Come again.
All right. So we're up to the JCAT pig.
Oh, me. It's my turn.
You just picked, didn't you? Oh, sorry. All right, Birdo.
I'm going to slow it down. I'm going to my slow jams list. I will definitely get Tom Sheehan's vote with this. Because all my life. I pray for someone like you. Casey and JoJo, All My Life. Banger.
I tell you what. I think I texted Eric like in the last year. I randomly played that whole like album. And it's still fire. Yeah. Casey and JoJo.
Last night's like, letter.
The whole, yeah. It's unbelievable.
And it went this way.
Hey, yeah.
Baby, I love you. Just thinking of you. I love always.
But like they don't make music like that anymore.
Nah.
That's like straight like they don't. Or I don't care
don't about it. All right, with the JCAT pick, the middle of the draft. We've already had this band song drafted by them, but this one I am not familiar with. I'm guessing if anyone is, it would be Rob. He's going with Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine.
Guns N' Roses, You Could Be Mine.
Must be some type of it's on that.
It was from the Terminator 2. It's from the Terminator 2 soundtrack. Yeah.
Okay. So I might know the song, but not from the name. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Maybe. Am I hating? Hey, JCAT's JCAT. He going to do him for show. And now, with my third pick, this is where it gets interesting because I guarantee this is on Bomar's list. And picking right before him, I was going to wait to the fifth round. I was going to wait to the fifth round in case it slipped, but I don't know. And there's a couple reasons why I'm picking it. I almost don't want to because I have Metallica and DMX, and this band does just not fit with them. But as young lad, a college lad, I would make mixtapes and I would put all sorts of music on there. It wasn't all rap, it wasn't all rock, it wasn't all pop or whatever. But recently I watched the SNL 50th concert. It was like 3.5 hours, like the Fugees were on there, it was a bunch of live bands. When this band came out and sang this song, I should say group, they're not really a band. This group came out, every single person, Tina Fey, John Hamm, Andy Samberg, every person in that crowd, audience, former SNL cast or not, were singing this song because it's a banger. You are my fire.
Yeah.
The one.
It wasn't getting by me again.
Desire. Yeah.
You have to have it on this list. It was like 99. It was like late in the 90s. Like I said, I almost don't want it, but that I hope it doesn't sour someone's pick. But it's definitely going to bring some votes, and it is a banger. And it just solidified my pick by just seeing like everybody who's anybody, whether you're old, young, male, female, you definitely sing along to that song. You can't hate on it.
Tell me why.
Yeah.
Off of the Millennium album.
Wait, that's the Blackstreet Boys, right? Or no, wait.
NSYNC Boys.
I gotta do it.
Yeah, that's a good song.
You could have waited on that, boy.
I won.
I almost took it first round. I was thinking about it.
It could have been the number one overall pick. I would not have been surprised.
Wow.
That song's unbelievable. Like for it being Backstreet Boys, like
it's great.
Yeah.
My team is straight diversity. I'm diversifying my bonds, this whole team.
I'm surprised that this song made it this far. Amanda wanted me to probably pick it like number one. She probably thought this would get number one in the first round at least, but she was this singer was huge in the 90s, and she just came here last summer. And I think, I don't know if you went to go see her, Eric, but is she perverted like me? Which you not theater. I'm going to have the You Oughta Know by Alanis Morissette.
You oughta know.
I don't like that song, though. It's a good pick. I don't like that song. So
I agree, Rob. I thought it wasn't as good as like some of her other ones, but when you hear it, you're always like, dang, it is a good like.
No, it's a great song.
Come out of the box single. Yeah, it's a good song for sure.
That album. She had like bangers on Jagged. I think it was Jagged Little Pill.
Jagged Little Pill, yeah.
Like 4 or 5 hits off that
album. Yeah, for sure.
Once again, though, you think Bo's playing that in the truck? I don't think so. But whatever.
No. I'm not even kidding you. That was my first CD. I'm not even kidding you guys. The latest first set.
Bo, do you know who she's talking about when she talks about the movie theater?
Yes. Joey.
Uncle Joey.
Joey.
Apparently he never called
him. It was my first.
Fat Fish Records.
Cigarette. Come on, man.
That's Uncle Jesse, bro.
No, I'm aware.
Ranger Rick.
Ranger Cut Joe. It out.
Ranger Joe.
I'm going to have to go with this.
He's the coolest guy I know.
I forget Ranger. What draft. I forget what draft we drafted this song in, but Eric is the one that drafted this, and I thought he was going to take that previous pick he just did. Dude, I got it. It's a banger. We wanted it for the end of our wedding, and for some reason our DJ did not have it on his playlist. And I'm like, how in the world do you not have this on your playlist?
He couldn't download it. Well, I guess
like,
it was.
I remember Eric saying, well, this was like what, 15? No, 2010. Yeah, 15 years ago. Eric made a comment like, the bars always do this at the end. And it's closing time, semi-sonic.
Wow, yeah.
I think I picked it in the 90s, One Hit Wonders. I like that.
I didn't pick that one, but I...
Lighthouse Nights. Lighthouse Summer Nights.
Was it... Who picked it? I thought it was... You picked it, Rob, or Eric?
No.
Bobby said he picked it.
Closing time.
Oh. Yeah, that was awesome.
You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. I know who I want to take me.
Everybody sings along with it, man.
That's great. Good song. It is a little sus since we already drafted it in another draft that we said we weren't picking, but
we said we were going to, we could pick some songs.
That's the first one, though. That's the only one so far.
Yeah, but I'm real close to picking another one.
And then there was another one I was going to pick that J-Cat picked, and I'm like.
All right. Fourth rounder. I got metal, hard rock, rap, boy band pop. I'm going to go with a little alternative, a little rock. I don't think you have this, bro.
I think
this band's got some subtle hits. I did see them at Ocean's Calling a little bit last year. When I say the band, probably, I mean, there's a couple of choices I could go with, but this song's always on, and I always find myself singing it. Sha la 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 la, yeah.
Miss
Jones and me.
Counting Crows, Mr. Jones. It's a good song.
Listen,
it's 90s. That's a good song, man. And to me, that's 90s. Like,
yeah, Counting for Crows sure.
were all over it, but 100%. So I'm happy with my team. I like so that far. Song. I had a lot more rap I was going to go, but it's hard, man. It's really hard. I think I know where I'm going at the end. I think I'm going to have every genre kind of wrapped up nice and neat here. But
with come on, J-Cat, don't do it to me.
Fourth rounder, J-Cat is up. His fourth round pick was on my draft board. It's the only song on my draft board. Probably wasn't going to pick it, but this definitely screams early 90s influence, R&B, kind of hip-hoppy, three young guys, Belle, Biv, DeVoe.
Poison.
That girl is poison.
Yeah, I got that on my list.
And his team name should be Never Trust a Big Butt and a Smile, because... that girl is poison. J-Cat's going Belle Biv DeVoe, poison.
I'm pretty sure poison. In Scrubs, when Donald Faison dances, he does like his famous dance and turned into a Fortnite dance. It was to that song. And the director was just like, do one of your dances. And what he did was incredible to that song.
The beat, though. Yeah. Bro, wasn't that Full House, too? Didn't they do like, I know they did Motown Philly, but didn't they do like a, Stephanie did like a dance to that or something too.
I don't think so.
All right, maybe I'm thinking of Motown Philly because they like wasn't like Michael Bivins like on the toilet in Motown Philly or something, like was he like reading a paper? Like I feel like he... Come on, Kevin.
Bro, I thought this song could have been picked by you and only you. It has probably the most bizarre lyrics of any song I ever heard. You get a parking violation and a maggot on your sleeve. So shave your face with some mason.
You're picking this song?
Saving all your food stamps and burning down the
burning
trailer
down
park.
Down the trailer park.
Yep. Loser by Beck. Cut I love it. That song.
Get crazy with the cheese whiz.
I did not see that coming.
I'm a loser, baby.
It's on my list. It's yeah, number 18. It's number 18, though.
Wow.
Well, we're 20 picks in, boy.
Yeah.
It's good value, man. It's good value. Horses a Vivo and a Bozo Nightmare.
I think more about music videos because that was like the heyday of MTV.
Is that and a good video?
We had like a visual aid for like almost every song. Yeah. So like that's what sticks in our mind.
All right. Shine.
Looking at my squad, trying to figure out.
I don't know where to go next, man. I'm having a hard time.
I landed on this one for fourth. I'm going to struggle. Hopefully Rob takes a couple minutes here to go back to back. Fourth pick, taking Push by Matchbox 20.
Yeah, said, it's a big one.
I don't know if I've ever been good enough.
Good song. It's like one of my lesser favorites by them, though.
Is it?
Yeah.
That whole album is
that was their first one,
90s,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like 97.
And I'm pretty sure if we bring it back, Shine, you drafted a Rob Thomas Christmas song in the Christmas draft. Christmas in New York or something like that.
I was like...
Your boy, a.k.a.
I was going 50-50 on another one by them in this one, but going with Push.
3 a.m.?
Yeah.
3 a.m. was number 9 on J-Cat's list, just so you know.
Was it?
I don't think anyone else has taken that, that's why I mentioned
it's 14 on mine.
Ooh, 3 a.m. or Push?
Oh, 3 a.m.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, still available. All right, Catman. Your final two picks somehow.
Already. Dang, I'm back to back again already? All right, so I got to swerve a little bit. It's later on my list, but I need a little bit of diversity here. First time I heard this song, it like blew my mind. Bulls on Parade, Rage Against the Machine. I don't think anyone's going to have that, but I need some hard rock on there.
Yeah, but Mark Nolman, I don't care what else is on your team, it's probably, you know, he's all about Rage Against the Machine.
Bam, 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 bam,
the beat is in it, yeah.
Bam, 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 bam. It's unbelievable.
Kevin, yesterday, it came on the radio, and Owen was like, he like reads the screen. He's like, what? Cause sometimes, like for that song, it's like, well, which one's the song and which one's the artist? You know what I mean? It's like hard to tell. Mm-hmm. He's like, well, what's, is this song supposed to mean something? And I couldn't remember. Was it like politically, like protest song or something? They were like,
all of their stuff was, okay. Bulls on Parade was talking about the military.
Okay.
And government.
Something like that. Yeah. It had like a point.
That five sided fist of God talking about the Pentagon.
It did have the beat in that. The riff is unbelievable.
Yeah. Rally around the family with a pocket full of shells.
Yeah.
Rally around the family.
Who hit it now?
They toured with Woo, man, in the 90s. Like, true, that's true, can you imagine true. Seeing those two back to back same night? Like, goodness.
There are some songs that are like some of the best songs in the 90s we have. Like, I don't know how I don't know how I'd even do this.
You can't. You just gotta pick five good songs and
yeah, I'm just going. This one was a late add to my list, but I listened to this thing like I had the soundtrack to the movie Batman Forever, Kiss from a Rose, Seal.
Oh yeah,
Fifth Rounder. I'm doing it. It was amazing. It's back out. It had a commercial at the Super Bowl, making fun of Seals.
Unbelievable.
Baja Blast. It could be a bad pick, but.
You like it.
I think Mariah will carry me a ways, so we'll see. There's just too much to pick from. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
Baby, because I compare you to a kiss from
a rose on the grave. Ooh, the
Jason's singing.
He's looking in the moonlight. He was like, contemplating.
We couldn't, like, you couldn't see movie trailers back in the day, so like the music video had like Batman Forever clips in it.
True.
So like I would always watch I'd watch it back and forth and stuff. You'd see stuff from the movie. So
all right, Shine, back to you.
Fifth Rounder, fun song, everyone hears this, they sing along. I'm taking Just a Friend by Biz Markie.
I had that in the One Hit Wonder, Jeff.
Girl, what I need. Just say I'm just a friend.
Well, I took Bob's like, word for it at this time.
I was like, there was two. There's another one like that that is like, catchy and everyone just gets hyped about it. I wanted one of the two, so happy that one of them, both of them actually fell to the. This is a huge draft. This is like wide open. I still can't believe you picked Juicy. Unbelievable.
That could have been a number one overall.
It could have been. I thought for sure it was about to fall to me somehow. And I'm also surprised. I'll talk later. I don't want to sway any picks.
We're going to throw some heavy honorable mentions out, though. There's like five each. Boom, 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 boom. Just because we got to mention some of our jams. Birdo.
All right. Well, Rob's going to love this because he loves when I picked Aladdin's Magic Carpet. So I want to go with A Whole New World. I'm kidding, Rob. I'm not picking that.
I mean, it's 90s.
No, Rob, you went with Mariah first pick. What happens when you combine Mariah Carey with Boyz II Men? The saddest, most emotional song, I think, of my grandfather. I believe it came out shortly around the time when he died, and I always think of I Know You're Shining Down on Me from Heaven. Give Me One Sweet Day by Mariah and Boyz II Men. Love that song. One of my top songs of all time.
I can't say anything negative about it because of the connections that Bobby has.
You don't like that song?
Oh, it's a bad.
It's not my it's a good song, but it's not one of my favorite Mariah. It gets slow. It's like a slow.
I like it.
It's so sad.
They're all just singing together in the video.
I never
makes you feel all the feels.
Oh, it's in the feels for sure. I think I don't think it came out when my grandfather passed away, but that song, somehow I think of it. It must have been, you know, I think it came out in 95. I think he passed away in 99 or 2099. So it was around that time that I just think of him when I hear that song.
Throws a wrinkle into my last pick.
You want to pick that?
No, but I had a pen. I had something penciled in, and I almost said it when Rob was picking. I was like, I'm penciling my last pick because I don't need it. And whenever you do that, something happens, but it's all right. J-Cat's last pick, he is going with, and this is definitely a big 90s song. Pretty sure this is from like a Swedish band, if I had to guess. But he's going Ace of Base, All That She Wants.
Not
is the another baby. All is That She Wants is another baby.
It's a good song, man. I can't hate.
I saw it on there. I was like, okay. Thought about some Ace of Base. You saw it on the level list, but I was like, I don't know. J-Cat's team's rounded out. Two picks left in the 90s music draft. Me and Bomar. I'm not going to swerve from the pick. All right, so with my last pick, Berto kind of had part of the band, but this is the end of the draft, and I'm picking End of the Road by Boyz II Men. They have so many good ones, but I felt like that encapsulates the 90s. And when you hear these lines, girl, I'm here for you. All those times at night when you just hurt me and you just ran out with that other fella, baby, I knew about it. I just didn't care. You just don't understand how much I love you, do you? I'm here for you. And not out to go out and cheat all night. Baby, I'll forgive you. Baby. End of the Road. You know how he says it too. He's like, baby, I know about it. Just didn't care. So like, and if you could just talk in the middle of a song and the song still be a banger. Saw them at Ocean Squad last year too. Straight hits after hits. Boyz II Men. If you don't have the Boyz II Men Greatest Hits album or like streaming it, it's fire. Kevin, I know you know. Water Runs Dry.
Oh, yeah.
On Bended Knee was a close second pick here. Yeah.
I think I had that cassette every day on the way to school entire whatever grade, fifth grade, sixth grade.
Four Seasons of Loneliness.
Yeah, I don't know.
Mama? I almost picked the song for Mama as my lyric song. Yeah. Shout out G-Mom, but it was almost like it would have been too easy.
Yeah, it's so good. So I'm telling you, man, just look at my team. Rock, rap, pop, alternative, R&B. That is the 90s, boy. That's all the genres. And you know what genre none of us picked because it's trash, even though I won that draft. Unless Bomar is going to come in and throw some Toby Keith in. There ain't no country on this draft.
Kids. I had one song that
one song.
Yeah.
And guess what? It's not a male. It's a female.
Oh, for sure.
But I'm not going that way. I'm not going that way.
Where are you going?
I'm going, well, there's two songs. I think I've gone with the last one here. I was going to go Machine Head. Bush. But, Bush.
Breathe in, breathe out.
Glycerine.
Yeah.
Isn't your favorite band Eve Six?
Not I can't believe Bush. That, Bobby. I can't believe he didn't go that route.
As no.
Already.
Razorblade Suitcase?
So I'm going to go with...
You're going to buy some t-shirts at the Edge,
Bob? Weird, but like I like it because...
Do you see?
And I don't know. I like the song.
Isn't it called The End? Eve 6?
I would choke on a rhino.
I know. That's what it is.
I want you to notice when I'm not around. You guys know what that song that is?
I don't know, but please stop.
You float like a feather in a beautiful world. But I'm a creep. I'm a
Radiohead?
Weirdo. Yeah,
radio. Oh, my word. That's not a good pick, Bo. But
I'm going with it.
Rob never hates all this.
I don't know. Now that I'm thinking about it.
Is he taking the Radiohead version or the Cartman version? Because am I creep? Am I weirdo? Is unbelievable. Oh, man. I used to hate that song, but then when they put it in Guardians 3 and it's real slow at the beginning, right before like Rocket gets dealt with by Adam Warlock, I kind of have a soft spot for it now, but I didn't see anybody taking it, especially Bo.
I don't belong here.
Yeah.
So since I have first pick, where we're doing five of them.
Yeah, I say just bang out five. You don't have to talk about each one, but just like bang five.
All right. Alive by Pearl Jam. Shoop by Salt and Pepper.
Yeah.
All the Small Things, Blink 182.
Yeah.
Under the Bridge, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
So my list. And
my last one, I'll say Say My Name, Destiny's Child.
I wish you would have picked that.
Nobody's gonna pick that.
Especially all the Destiny's Child songs. Oh man. All right. So even five is tough. Wu-Tang Triumph really was gonna be my last pick, but it's so good. It's so good. This is one of my favorite songs of the 90s, of all time. I listen to the song all the time. 112 featuring Biggie, the Only You remix.
Yeah.
Is banging.
Jesus, Milked the out, Notorious. Yeah. Just
Milked Out Diablos.
With your lyrical thesis.
I love that song. It's like slow and it builds up, and then Biggie at the end. He's at the beginning and the end. So he's got the first verse and the last verse. Yeah, it's fire. Love that song. Didn't think it would help me, but love that song. So I had two picks that I picked in the last draft that I'm going to mention because I just didn't want to pick them again. Ice Ice Baby and Montel Jordan, This Is How We Do It, are just top-notch bangers. I can't believe no one picked either of those. I thought Shine was going with those instead of the Biz Markie one. Nah.
Was it in like 91 or something?
The extreme. Yeah, it was early 90s.
I loved This Is How We Do It so much that I think I've killed it for myself. We actually had it as one of our songs that Katie and I came out to at our reception or whatever. But I've played it so much that I almost cannot stand it. I've killed it for myself.
I hear that. I hear you. I hear that. And my last one, I'll just go The Verve, Bittersweet Symphony. Because I thought about taking that.
It feels so epic when that song's playing. True. Like you're just walking somewhere.
Is like, it because it's in Cruel Intentions? Is that the one from Cruel Intentions? Where it's like that's like this rising climax of the movie. So that's my five. J-Cat's five, his second group of five that he sent me. Wonderwall, Oasis. Cracker, Low.
That's an
I had this. I almost picked this on mine, but I knew J-Cat had it. Keith Sweat, Twisted.
Yep, is on my list.
Fire. It was that or Boyz II Men. Boyz II Men just a little better.
Featuring
Matchbox
Cut Close.
20, 3 a.m. with a K. Yeah. And I had this on my list too. Dre and Snoop, Nothing But a G Thing.
Yeah.
Straight 90s rap is great. So those are J-Cat's fives.
We messed up. I'll tell everybody afterwards. Not that they're five.
Berto.
Man, I'm feeling like I should have picked Pearl Jam, Jeremy over Loser.
Dang, I had that on my list.
I thought that was going to go. A couple of mine just got picked. Regulate by Nate Dogg and Warren G. Like that.
Yeah.
Rap. I had it too.
I thought about that.
Whitney, I Will Always Love You. At this point, some of the ones. Oh, I got to mention this. The Crazy and Amazing and the third Aerosmith video, those three videos
were
awesome. I like Amazing.
They were all good, yeah.
I'll mention, I feel like the Fugees and Lauryn Hill. Like I couldn't pick one. I guess Killing Me Softly, but my actual favorite Lauryn Hill song is To Zion, or the song about her, the song.
Yeah,
song,
banger.
I love that song. But
Ready or Not, like you said, like Fugees. I had three of them on my list, and I was like, Shine.
I had Are You That Somebody by Aaliyah.
Rest in peace.
Right.
Bobby didn't hear that, so we'll just keep it. He loves the baby sounds as part of the beat.
I was like, why is there babies playing? Like,
it's a good song.
Tell me, that's somebody.
That's fair. That's definitely fair. Here comes the hot stepper.
Inni Kamosi?
Yes.
Banger.
Murderer.
I had three in it, 3 a.m. Let's see. I Don't Want to Miss a Thing by Aerosmith.
Yeah, I almost picked
that. Wow. I can't believe I. Wow.
I almost
Rob and I saw Aerosmith and Kiss in New Jersey, same yeah. concert.
I can't believe I completely. The Armageddon soundtrack was huge.
Right?
Like,
I don't think anyone's going to vote for no that, one, though, you know?
No one mentioned song. California Love, Tupac.
I like that. Nobody mentioned
I had
it.
I had it on my list.
It was on my list.
I had it on my
and
list.
And I can't let this go without saying Shaggy Boombastic.
Oh, wow. Mr. Lover Lover.
That's the song there.
You are the one and the me at the
that
G.
That song was a popular one, you know, driving around my golf cart.
Singing It Wasn't Me by Shaggy, hated that song.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan of that song.
Rick Rock, before TikTok, he spelled it like TikTok. I also, somehow I didn't. Ice Cube, It Was a Good Day, is a banger. Like, that was just a chill.
The Lakers beat the Supersonics.
Yes, yeah, you always think of that, and you always think of messed around and got a triple-double. Freaking brothers everywhere, like MJ. You know what I mean? Like, it's, oh, man, it's so good. Did you know?
Mom made a breakfast with no hog.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah. Mama cooked a breakfast with no hog.
But I don't get that. Like, you would want bacon and sausage. That's a good.
It's like pork free. It's probably like Muslim or something. I don't know. I figured he's like cooking it with no pork. Keep it like kosher. All right. That Catman.
Live in La Vida Loca. Yes. 90s. I mean, come on.
You sing along to it, not gonna lie.
Wannabe Spice Girls,
bro,
massive. Almost was my first rounder for a while today. I was like waffling back and forth. Jump Around, House of Pain.
Yeah,
I mean, come on. I almost picked that a couple times tonight. Waterfalls, TLC. Not one TLC song was picked tonight, which is kind of criminal. Yeah,
I would not pick Waterfalls.
And right here, SWV, Sisters with Voices, the remix with.
With Wu-Tang.
Wu-Tang is that amazing off of the Above the Rim soundtrack. Like
SSWW
to the beat. It's got that MJ beat. I think like they,
right here.
Yeah, I don't care. It's Human Nature. Yeah, MJ like just gave them the gave them the beat for free. Didn't charge them.
Nice. All right.
Man, we didn't draft I mean I would probably put them on my top five somewhere. The Cranberries Zombie.
That song's not good.
I like it.
Zombie.
What's better? I mean, what's worse? Zombie or Linger?
Oh, yeah.
Linger's probably worse, but Third Eye Blind, Semi-Charmed Life. That's 90s. That's got to be Shine. Switch that for Matchbox 20. But it's on the radio all the time.
Just a Girl, No Doubt. Like,
Soul
there was another song that we didn't.
We just naming songs now.
Yeah, that's what you do every night, every track.
Eric,
35 picks, 35 honorable mentions.
Ghost Town DJ,
all the small things.
Yeah, I had it too.
When I Come Around, Green Day.
Though. Yeah, I had a couple Green Day, but
yeah.
Tell me something real quick, Rob. Your first overall pick. You were like Mariah featuring. I was like, I. You didn't say Jay-Z, and you didn't say Heartbreaker.
That's not a 90s song. It was like two. We were in college when Heartbreaker came out.
I had it on my list.
I'm pretty sure. Oh, 99.
Music video 99. That's why I was like, dang. Sneak it in there. But
Rob.
The album cover, though.
Honey or Fantasy?
Honey.
Honey remix with the locks?
I had Always Be My Baby, too. And Dream Lover. Banger. Like
Mariah draft for real?
Always Be My Baby.
We could do it
someday. Emotions. All right, we're wrapping up the 90s draft. Another solid one. Music drafts are always fun. We just love talking about music. I do, at least. But Catman got some cat facts for us.
Oh,
something with the 90s. How's he going to tie it in? Where's he going to go?
This is a quick one off the Rhythm Nation album. Janet Jackson, Black Cat, reached number one on the U.S. Billboard Hot 100 charts in 1990, certified gold. It wasn't straight R&B, had more of a hard rock riff to it. It's a banger, man. Black Cat comes on, I get hyped. You know, good song.
I had two Janet Jackson songs on my list. Didn't make the list, but 90s Janet Jackson.
And then in the video, she like morphed into like a panther, I think, or something. So like, yeah.
And before we wrap up the season finale, get to thoughts about the season, this episode. Last time you're going to hear this game, four facts. This time we're going to name four lyrics from the song, hopefully in order. We were talking about that before. Some, if possible, it could. It just might be that much harder if not. It's okay if not. But we're going to start with Catman. Catman's going to name four lyrics from a song or four lines from a song.
Oh, man, I got to be first.
We're going to have to text. Yeah, you're going draft order. So we got to text Catman.
All right, I got to figure out a way to say this without giving it away. I can't read it without laughing.
It's really hard to think of a song when you don't hear the beat, the melody to it. So it's not.
I don't so know, we're doing four lyrics, like four sentences.
Four lines.
Okay. Flossin' but have caution. We collide with other crews. Famous because we throw grams. Worldwide, let them recognize from Long Beach to Rosecrans.
I can't without the melody. I can't do it. Were they in a row or are they just four random lines?
No, they're in a row. It's the and then I got one more.
Oh, okay.
Bumping and grinding like a slow jam.
Say them again fast. Say them again, Rob.
All right, so I'm just going to read them again.
Yeah.
Flossin' but have caution. We collide with other crews. Famous because we throw grams. Worldwide, let them recognize from Long Beach to Rosecrans.
Oh, I know what it is now.
I was like, I feel like I should know it from that Long Beach one, but I don't.
Bumping and grinding like a slow jam. And I'll like sing it after. Bob, you're going to know it immediately once I sing it with the melody.
Hard. This is so hard.
All right, I got four answers.
Okay.
You're going to know. You're going to know it immediately. Flossin' but have caution, we collide with other crews. Famous because we throw grams. Worldwide, let them recognize from Long Beach to Rosecrans. Bumping and grinding like a slow jam.
Shine, where's Long Beach?
California.
It's West Side, so you know the road don't bow down to no man. Say what you say, what but you say? give me that bomb beat from Dre.
Let me serenade the streets of L.A.
From Oakland to Sacktown.
The Bay Area.
California love.
Cali is winning, but they Mac down. Give me love.
That's why I was like, when Shine said it earlier, I was like,
yeah, I know.
I didn't want to pick it because of.
That's what makes it better.
Well, Rob, you have to read the answers that we gave.
Yeah, okay. Sorry. Eric said Tupac, California Love. Bobby said Mace, Harlem World.
Is that a song or an album?
I was thinking Long Island, not Long Beach.
Bo just sent a question mark, and Jason sent a white flag.
In J Cat's words, Bomar with the Riddler answer. All right.
Dude, I hated that video that like popped up.
Mad Max?
Mad Max, yeah. Man.
I even said that with the Long Beach. I said
the other ones were too.
I know, and that's why I was like.
Would have caught it right away, I felt like, but.
It's hard not to like say it with the.
I mean, you can. Once you say it first, then you can say it after that if you want.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well. I hear you whispering in the words to melt everyone, but you stay so cool.
I have it after the first, so I just can't. Yeah. I need it again.
I think I got it.
It's so funny because it's so obvious to us.
Say it again, Shine.
Man, it's a hot one. Like 7 inches from the midday sun. Well, I hear you whispering in the words to melt everyone. But you stay so cool. This is so awesome.
No, I got it. That first lyric when you...
Rob, looking at you with your hands in your face, and everyone was, no, Bomar, you're wrong.
It's Eric's favorite song.
Okay.
I can't.
I'm switching it.
Guess.
You want me to tell you?
Yeah. I don't have a guess.
Rob got it right. Rob Thomas and Santana, Smooth.
Man, it's a hot one.
Like 7 inches.
So I was not right when it was upbeat. It's more like,
yep.
If you would have just
whispering in the
word, you even did just say it.
I had to say it to myself like 15 times. That's why I was just like, oh my man, it's a hot one.
Man, it's. If you would have said it just like that, that's all you would have to say. Man, it's a hot one.
We would have known it. That's the song. Like,
no, I know.
Yeah.
And I think he doesn't he extend the like the word words? Well, I hear you whispering in the woods to melt everyone. Yeah.
Words.
But you stay so cool. That was cool. That was funny. I thought
you're right, Rob. I hate that song. And so overplayed.
You guys all were like, it was like every one of you recognized it but couldn't pinpoint it. Yeah, and Rob finally got it.
I knew this would be tough.
That's fun.
All right.
Bo and Bobby both picked Black Hole Sun.
What? I mean, I would change to that.
Yeah. Wash away the rain.
That's a good song and music video.
The first thing I said was getting hot in here.
Yeah.
I thought of that too at first because I was like, oh, this is a shine pick. But I think that was the 2000s.
All right. I think you all can get this. I'm going to try really hard to not put the melody to it. I picked three different songs. I'm going to go with this one. I think it screams 90s. First, and they're not in order. First lyric, ain't Bobby so cool? Two, sometimes you're crazy and you wonder why? Three, I won't dance, you won't sing. Last one, I can't help it if I'm lucky. I feel like every line after my line would give it to you.
One more time.
Ain't Bobby so cool? Sometimes you're crazy and you wonder why? I won't dance, you won't sing. I can't help it if I'm lucky. You're all going to freak when so I tell you something.
And you seven. Wonder why? It's not it, but I'll give a guess at least.
I think that's
everyone. Oh, my word.
You can you still just. Time. You still well, have no, time, already, Rob. You have time, Rob.
He looked it up, I think, bro.
No, I didn't. I'm still.
They're all in, but I haven't said anything yet. So if you want to change it, you have time. And I feel like it's right on the tip of your tongue. Especially, I will say this, 50% of the pod got it. And I'm glad because I wanted to make it tough, still gettable. If I told you that Bomar got this right.
I didn't. Did I get it right?
Bro, ain't Bobby so cool? Only want to be with you.
I only want to be with you.
They say that. I have no idea. That's one of the lyrics.
And then sometimes you're crazy and you want to know why. I'm such a baby.
I won't dance. Dolphins, you won't sing.
And I can't.
I didn't say the full song now.
But Bo wrote Be With You, which is close enough. And Rob got it right. Only want to be with you. Blanchine, White Flag, Eric, Sugar Ray Fly. So two of you got it, which I'm happy about.
Like you're saying Dido, White Flag, Shine, or you're giving up?
No, gave up.
I think it's super hard. So I switched mine up a little bit.
My turn, boy.
Oh, gosh, man.
Yeah, I think mine, again, I think it's kind of easier, but I won't, who knows, you know? I'm going to actually speak. I got five lines that you get a little extra. Some of them are short, so. All right, here we go. Rob's, I feel like this is right up Rob's wheelhouse. You trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me, why haven't I found another? A baller. When times get hard, I need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you, who don't know what a man's about.
Got it.
I don't know if I had the name of the song right, but I know that
the band is not good enough. So you need to guess. I haven't looked at anybody's, but I'm just saying you have to. So you trifling, good for nothing type of brother. Silly me. Why haven't I found another? A baller. When times get hard, I need someone to help me out. Instead of a scrub like you, who don't know what a man's about.
I feel like it's too, this can't be right. I feel like it's too easy, but.
I got it.
I just can't.
All right, all the guesses are in.
I know I'm wrong. But
I'm just going to say, you try for Lynn. Good for nothing type of brother. Silly me. I haven't found a baller. When times get hard, I need someone to help me out. Instead of I scrub a sheet on know what a man's about.
Can't
If
pay
she
my
pay my bills,
automobiles.
can't pay
Can't
my
pay my
telephone
automobiles.
bills,
Can't
pay my
pay my
automobiles.
automobiles. Maybe you
There
could
you go, yeah.
change. I don't
Yep.
know, but do.
Bobby got it right.
Senor.
And it's funny because I already had this song loaded up, and Rob sent me a text earlier. He was like, Destiny's Child, how many Destiny's Child songs you got on your list? Is what he said. And I was like, nah. I just started laughing. And then Bobby got bills, bills, bills. Bro and Rob both said no scrubs TLC, which I could see. And Shine said gold digger. She take my money.
Well,
You try
I'm
fool.
you. It's okay.
So yeah, again, when you see it, you're like, I gotta know this. But any type of inflection or beat, you know it. All right, last but not least, Bomar.
I think you guys can all get this. I'm gonna put them in a row because I had them unorganized earlier. So, all
You got to.
right. I drive on her streets because she's my companion. I walk through her hills because she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses me, Wendy. Well, I never worry. Now that is a lie. I drive on her streets because she's my companion. I walk through her hills because she knows who I am. She sees my good deeds and she kisses me, Wendy. Well, I never ne worry. Now that is a lie.
Nope. This is the worst one yet because I know this song. This is so hard.
It's like right there, the first lyric, like for me, but I just can't.
For the record, it's been a different white flag for everybody. At least use various white flags and not the same one.
I'll give you guys a hint. One of the album was picked in the first round.
I know what it is.
I cheated because I looked at the list.
Everybody got right, but Jason. Jason was really close. Jason said other side, Red Hot Chili Peppers, Under the Bridge.
Oh.
Right, boys, wrapping up the 90s draft, wrapping up season 9, 90 episodes. We've done this thing. We're gonna keep plugging along. Closing thoughts on the episode and or the season, Catman. Just a reminder that this season we had drafted, it feels like a long time ago, but we have drafted, this is for everybody, but he's first, dogs, things that are orange, gum, cheese, stocking stuffers, appliances, Billy Madison quotes, Michael Jordan things, mascots, and now 90s songs. What a season.
That's a whole potpourri list of topics there.
How we do.
Yeah, no,
What can you
I
do?
like this season was pretty fun. It was kind of keeping us on our toes with stuff. Billy Madison draft, MJ draft, all that dog draft, Rhodesian Ridgeback, Cafax. No, it was fun. It was good. We're still going strong. 90 songs, bangers. Vote for me. Fantasy.
Shine.
90s on 90.
Shine,
Episode.
any thoughts on no first place finishes for you this season so far? Any thoughts on
No,
that?
I'm doing me. No one agrees with me. I'm okay with that. That was the purpose of this draft to begin with. You guys are all vote chasing. I'm still picking some of mine. This draft in particular really made me kind of think. Like I said when we started, the Google top list was like useless. And I think if we put our list of 30 songs, like the top 30 of 90, I think it would be more respected across the world than what's on Google right now.
I
Then it
100% agree.
made me wonder, like, maybe if I have enough time, I should go back to like episode one and like just start writing up like our top 30 serials and like put that out there and see how many clicks we can get. I don't
Yeah,
know.
that would be
But
awesome.
be kind of neat to do something like that sometime. When I have time. It's probably not tomorrow because that schedule's already full. We're on to it. When we first started this, everyone was like, how many things can you possibly draft? Well, we drafted 90 and we're gonna get to 100 without a doubt.
Omar.
Triple crown, baby. Triple crown.
It's really
good. Crowd.
Three-peat.
Last draft, you know, maybe I didn't draft so good, but the Fnatic carried me through big time. This draft, it's just what people like, what they like to hear in the 90s. I think every team had obviously bangers on the team. So we'll see. Maybe I can get a trophy after the season. Or the belt, Rob.
The other part we'll say about this is when we send out our links for people to vote, I have like 10 people that legit have like fun conversations with me about it back and forth. Like,
that's good. Just
like talking about it. And like the fact that people like are that interested, I think is just freaking awesome.
J-Cat, thoughts on the season and the episode?
So I was really sorry not to be able to participate in the last draft of the season, but really enjoyed the season overall. Again, it's a blast to get to hang out with the guys, get together, debate some wild topics, and see what we can come up with. Still enjoy doing it all these seasons in and look forward to another season. So let's just get rocking, and enjoy the little break we're going to have, and then we'll get back to picking teams of wild things and weird combos and all those wonderful things that we do. Peace.
I think overall season was another success. The, like Rob said, the potpourri of choices. I think the orange draft was really fun. We just kind of went out there and got crazy with the Cheese Whiz, and you know, Billy Madison and Jordan, I think, were real fun as well. And then we went simple with like dogs and gum and things like that. So songs are always fun. We didn't really do like a movies or TV type draft this season, but we'll do something. I'm sure we'll do like one or two next season. So overall, great. Might have Bomar sweating the results for this next draft. Might have to do some vote tampering, see what happens to prevent this triple crown, this back to back to back, but we'll see. Yeah, let's keep it going. Birdo.
For the episode, one of the hardest, I say this a lot, but it was so overwhelming. I didn't even really know where to start. So I just looked at songs from each year in the 90s, but there's so many I didn't care about. It was so much. I had no idea what you guys were going to do. So tough draft, the 90s, a lot of great songs, a lot of horrible songs too. Some on Bo's team. Just kidding. Bo. Just had it there. I feel like it's getting harder and harder to even make the podium. Like at one point it felt like if I didn't win, I was kind of upset. Like first and second should be in the bag. Now it's like I'm clawing to get third sometimes. It's brutal. I just
added second grade were easy, but third grade application division, it's gonna be tough.
I just disagree with the voters so much. Like on so many topics, like you gotta be kidding me. It's the whole team element. I don't know.
It's almost like real life.
But Zing. Struggle. Like there's an internal battle during the draft where I'm like, do I pick what I want? Do I try to get votes? I go back and forth. And I think the wishy-washiness is making it tough for my teams, but I still try to pick things I like, but it's hard, man. It's hard. And just still fun. It's always something to look forward to and just something to keep chatting about. Love it. Love you guys. My verse will be John 11:25.
That's going to do it for another episode of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe and thanks for listening. Kaboom!
I need to go back to Bobby real fast. Bobby, no jeans, right?
Never.
Do you wear khakis and sneakers?
Yes, and it's dope. I play Ted Lasso.
I do. Now, within the last 2 years, I've started doing
that. I do the work.
Yeah.
Every day.
I do it to work.
Not like basketball shoes. They're like low profile, like typically running shoes. Boy, you know your boy's fresh. You know that, right?
Not if you're wearing khakis and sneakers.
I'll have to show you some of my fit checks.
That don't work.
You'll see.
We'll do fit checks. I'll start sending fit checks. Yeah, I ain't scared.
All right. We have to put it up in the poll and say who wore it best.
No.
Your boy.